Priesthood Restored. John the Baptist conferred the Aaronic priesthood upon the prophet Joseph Smith and Oliver Cowdery 175 years ago on May 15, 1829. Here are a few examples of the priesthood's worldwide influence shared through testimonies of those who hold it. When John the Baptist appeared to Joseph Smith and Oliver Cowdery on the bank of the Susquehanna River on May 15, 1829, he conferred upon them the Aaronic priesthood. A short time later, Peter, James, and John, three of Jesus Christ's New Testament apostles, also appeared and conferred upon Joseph and Oliver the Melchizedek priesthood. For the next 175 years, the priesthood, the power, and authority to act in God's name has been conferred in an orderly way upon worthy young and adult men throughout the earth, giving them authority to perform sacred gospel ordinances that bless the lives of men, women, and children everywhere. The Aaronic Priesthood. The Aaronic Priesthood is named after Aaron, the brother of Moses. This priesthood functions under the authority of the Melchizedek Priesthood. Those who hold it have authority to administer certain gospel ordinances that help people prepare to receive the Holy Ghost and to return to live with Heavenly Father. The principal duty of all Aaronic Priesthood holders is to invite all to come unto Christ. Doctrine and Covenants, section 20, verse 59. The Aaronic priesthood helps those who hold it qualify for the Melchizedek priesthood. The four offices in the Aaronic priesthood are deacon, teacher, priest, and bishop. Deacon. A worthy young man may be ordained a deacon at age 12. He may then fulfill such priesthood duties as passing the sacrament, collecting fast offerings, acting as an usher, serving as a messenger for the bishop or branch president, and helping maintain church property. When I pass the sacrament, I think about Jesus Christ sacrificing himself for us. He remembers me, and I remember him, says Cornelius Williams, age 13, of the Abura Ward, Cape Coast, Ghana, Stake. It is an awe-inspiring responsibility to represent the Savior in giving the sacred emblems of the sacrament to members of the congregation. Such thoughts inspire reverence. The bread represents the body of Jesus Christ, and the water represents his blood, says Benjamin Opoko Gaiwu, age 12, also of the Abura Ward. When it is my turn to pass the sacrament, says Jacob Abau Akwa, age 12 of the Cape Coast Second Ward, I think about Jesus giving the sacrament to his apostles. As deacons share these emblems of the Savior's sacrifice, the ordinance can take on personal meaning. Jorge Benjamin Cervantes Gutierrez, age 13, of the Libertad Ward, Guadalajara, Mexico, Reform Estate, says, partaking of the sacrament means we can renew our covenants and repent of our sins. He also sees that holding the priesthood is a blessing to his family. My mother is grateful to have sons who hold the priesthood because she wants to have the blessings of the priesthood in our home. It is very important to her, says Jorge. Many who hold the Aaronic priesthood realize it is a preparation for a lifetime of service. Gerardo Emmanuel Bagnati, age 12, of the Floresta Ward, Buenos Aires, Argentina, Lanier Stake, says, I always look forward to receiving the priesthood. I loved asking my father and grandfather about it and listening to their experiences. When my ordination day finally arrived, I woke up early and thanked the Lord for his confidence in me and promised him I would never willingly disappoint him. When my father put his hands on my head and ordained me a deacon, I felt I had ceased to be a child and had become an adult. I'll never forget it. Teacher. At age 14, a worthy young man may be ordained a teacher. While he may continue to fulfill the duties of a deacon, he also fulfills such additional responsibilities as preparing the sacrament, serving as a home teacher, caring for members of the ward or branch, and helping them live the gospel. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 20, verses 53 through 59. Luka Peknek, age 15, of the Selgi branch, Ljubljana, Slovenia district, is very happy to help with the sacrament. Eager to learn more about his priesthood responsibilities, Luka says he does not want to miss any Sunday meetings. And he sees a connection between honoring the priesthood and keeping the commandments. I try to live a worthy life, so the Lord will be pleased with me, he says. Joshua Aduru, age 15, Teachers Corps President, in the Bag Ward, Quezon City, Philippine Stake, arrives at church earlier than most members in our ward to see that the sacrament is ready before the meeting starts. It feels good to know that the Lord trusts me to assist him in his work. To explain why this assignment is so meaningful, Joshua quotes a scripture. The Lord said that his suffering caused myself, even God, the greatest of all, to tremble because of pain, and to bleed at every pore, and to suffer both body and spirit. Doctrine and Covenants, section 19, verse 18. No other person could do what Jesus Christ did for us. When we partake of the sacrament worthily, we become closer to him. The opportunity to go home teaching is another way of blessing others, says Joshua. Every month we share the First Presidency message with the families assigned to us. The messages help them cope with trials they face every day. Our visits help us become close to them. We ask how they are, what concerns they have, and what problems we can help with or relay to our bishop. We help them feel loved and welcomed. If there are youth in the family, I invite them to come to mutual and other activities. Priest. A worthy young man may be ordained a priest at age 16. While he may continue fulfilling the duties of a deacon and teacher, he also fulfills such additional duties as baptizing, blessing the sacrament, and ordaining other priests, teachers, and deacons. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 20, verses 46 through 51. Alexandra Mosenkov, age 17, of the Nevsky branch, St. Petersburg, Russia district, was nervous the first time he blessed the sacrament. I prepared for it all week, he remembers. As I blessed the sacrament that first time, the Spirit touched my heart. One day my father and I were assigned to take the sacrament to a man who was blind and paralyzed. It was the first time I had blessed the sacrament outside of the meeting house. I felt I had a responsibility to be a servant and a witness of Jesus Christ and do what he would do if he were there. Joel Bader, age 16, of the Pradlin Ward, Bern, Switzerland stake, says, he feels the Spirit when I prepared myself spiritually. When I really think during the week about who I truly am and what I should do, it's easier to keep the commandments and to make sure I use clean language and am a good example. And he appreciates the opportunity to be a member of a priesthood quorum. When you're together in a quorum, you can learn a lot about getting along with others and how to plan and run meetings. The most important part about the priesthood is serving others and receiving blessings through the priesthood. Joel was baptized by his older brother, who was a priest at the time, and when Joel was ordained a priest, he asked a friend who was already a priest to help ordain him. David Wichterman, age 17, a member of the Schwamendingen Ward, Zurich, Switzerland stake, knows what it's like to be on the receiving end of priesthood service. I was sick and in a lot of pain, he says. When my father gave me a blessing, the pain went away immediately. I look forward to the time when I can also use the priesthood to give blessings. In the meantime, David loves serving with the priesthood authority he already has. I was able to help ordain my younger brother a deacon, he says. To participate in giving someone else the priesthood is a nice feeling. Bishop. In each ward, a high priest is ordained and set apart as bishop, an office of the Aaronic priesthood. The bishop presides over the Aaronic priesthood in his ward and serves as president of the priest quorum. He also gives leadership in caring for the poor and overseeing other temporal matters. As the presiding high priest, he has the authority to preside over the entire ward, serving as a judge in Israel and interviewing members for temple recommends, priesthood ordinations, and other purposes. Lu Mingdi, age 38, is bishop of the Naihu Ward, Taipei, Taiwan, East Stake. I need to be a humble servant, he says, so I can serve others as the Savior did. The priesthood must be used for blessing others, rather than for ruling unrighteously. It is for glorifying God, not the individual. As president of the Aaronic priesthood in his ward, Bishop Lu has many expectations for our young men. I want them all to become faithful and diligent priesthood bearers. This process takes time and requires much patience and love. I think there are some essential steps for young men as they grow in the priesthood, attending seminary, serving missions, and getting married in the temple. Much of a bishop's work consists of counseling ward members. An interview is an opportunity for members to experience God's love and receive counsel, says Bishop Liu. It is an opportunity to remind members about doctrines and teachings that can help resolve problems and heal them spiritually. As Bishop of the Alberto Gonzalez Ward, Santiago, Chile, Conchalí Stake, Luis Alberto Rodriguez Alarcón, age 43, strives to increase sacrament meeting attendance and help each ward member prepare to return to the presence of our Father in Heaven. One of his main responsibilities is his calling as president of the Aaronic Priesthood. My goal is to strengthen the young men and help them prepare to serve full-time missions, he says. On Sundays, he meets with the priest quorum. I try to make sure that before any young man leaves the priest quorum, he has had a calling. We give all the young men opportunities to serve so they can grow. Bishop Rodriguez says success with the young men and young women has come because I'm not only their bishop, but also their friend. I meet with them, talk with them, teach them, and love them. Whether it's in the classroom, in my office, or at an activity, we talk together, and I encourage them to express themselves. My great concern is to be with them as much as I can. I had the same kind of leadership from my bishop in Concepcion, Chile, he recalls. Bishop Pascual Saavedra always gave me support, and I try to do the same for each of my youth. The Melchizedek Priesthood. The higher priesthood was originally known as the Holy Priesthood after the order of the Son of God, but out of respect or reverence to the name of the Supreme Being, to avoid too frequent repetition of his name, it is referred to as the Melchizedek Priesthood, after a great high priest who lived in the days of Abraham. See Doctrine and Covenant, section 107, verses 2 through 4. Melchizedek Priesthood holders may fulfill Aaronic Priesthood duties. The offices of the Melchizedek Priesthood are Elder, High Priest, Patriarch, 70, and Apostle. Elder. Elders are called to teach, baptize, and watch over the church. They have authority to bestow the gift of the Holy Ghost by the laying on of hands, conduct meetings, administer to the sick, and give little children a name and a blessing. When Makoto Ishizaka, age 26, of the Senzukwaik Ward, Yokohama, Japan Stake, turned 18, he received the Melchizedek Priesthood and was ordained an elder by his father. Although Makoto was still a high school student, there was an urgent need for him to serve his family as a Melchizedek Priesthood holder. His 14-year-old brother, Isamu, had a malignant brain tumor. As Isamu awoke from surgery, his first words were, "Can I have a blessing?" For more than a year, Makoto joined his father in giving frequent priesthood blessings to Isamu. "Before giving blessings, I prayed and pondered in the small hospital room," says Makoto. "When I give blessings, I feel Heavenly Father is using me as an instrument." While in the hospital, Isamu studied seminary lessons, did not murmur, and expressed gratitude for his blessings. When his condition suddenly became worse, Makoto prayed in desperation, "Why is this happening?" Then he felt the voice of the Lord. "It pierced my very soul. Through the Spirit, I knew Isamu was needed in heaven. My anger and uneasiness vanished and were changed to peace and hope." 48 hours later, Isamu passed away. He was 16 years old. Makoto dedicated Isamu's grave and received temple ordinances in his brother's behalf. He later served a full-time mission. The priesthood blesses both those who perform and those who receive ordinances, and it can purify both, he says. Simeon Sima, age 29, an elder in the Suva Third Ward, Suva Fiji Stake, is stake clerk and ward young men president. "When I was ordained to the Melchizedek Priesthood," he says, "it was new to me, and at times my wife had to remind me that I could bless the sick and perform other priesthood work." After Simeon, his wife and son were sealed in the Nuku Alofa Tonga Temple, their daughter was born, and he gave her a name and a blessing. "It was an astonishing experience," he says. "I was fulfilling the role of patriarch of my family. It is wonderful to bless my family and others through the priesthood, and to know I can access a heavenly power that works through obedience and through the mighty name of Jesus Christ. High Priest. High priests have the right and responsibility to preside. Brethren are ordained high priests when they are called to a stake presidency, high council or bishopric, or when otherwise determined by the stake president. Wolfgang Pilz, age 50, a high priest in the Darmstadt ward, is president of the Mannheim, Germany stake. My life has been blessed by the power of the priesthood many times, he says, such as when my father, grandfather, bishop, stake president, or an apostle of the Lord has laid his hands upon my head to confer priesthood authority or to set me apart for a church assignment. They have spoken in the name of the Lord and invoked his blessings on me. In return, President Pilz has been able to call down the blessings of heaven on my loved ones. It has become natural for my children to ask me for a blessing when facing challenges. Presiding over a stake often weighs heavy, he says, especially when I think of the hundreds of thousands of people in our stake area who have not yet become sufficiently familiar with the gospel. Through the priesthood and a direct connection to the heavens, I find the load bearable, unrest and nervousness melt away, and inner peace and security take over. Some of the greatest experiences of President Pilz's calling have come while helping church members through the repentance process. Nothing brings me more peace and satisfaction than experiencing with others the miracle of divine forgiveness, he says. Gerald Jean Cossé, age 40, of the Versailles ward, serves as president of the Paris-France stake. He tries to pattern his leadership style after the example given by Jesus Christ, he says. He who presides must be the servant. He must not just give rules or tell people how to define their lives, but rather teach them to become spiritually self-sustaining. I achieve my objective when someone acquires the ability to search and receives through the Holy Ghost the inspiration to do what is right. Delegation enables others to help and grow. I appreciate those around me with whom I share responsibility, President Cossé says. My counselors suggest good ideas and represent the Savior in their work. I feel the same about the members of the High Council, the bishops, and all of the leaders in the stake. The Stake Relief Society president knows the sisters well and sees many things I would not see myself. The most strengthening part of his calling is interviewing stake members. As I try to help someone during an interview, I am often enriched, filled, comforted, and consoled equally, even in the most difficult situations, he says. Patriarch. Patriarchs give patriarchal blessings to church members. These blessings are recorded and transcribed for a lifetime of study. They give the recipient insights into his or her spiritual possibilities and opportunities, indicate the person's lineage, and give words of counsel and blessing. Humberto Ardon Hernandez, age 77, is a member of the Victorious Ward and serves as patriarch in the Guatemala City, Guatemala, Las Victorias stake. It is a unique privilege to be an instrument in the hands of the Lord to bless his children, he says. The calling of a patriarch is to bless, not to attend to administrative affairs. A patriarch should give his calling total devotion and make sure he is living worthy to have the influence of the Spirit of the Lord. To those who have not yet received a patriarchal blessing, Brother Ardon says, I exhort you to do whatever may be necessary to obtain this marvelous blessing. And to those who have a patriarchal blessing, he says, read it often. You will find messages from a loving Father who desires to bless you. Jack R. Carver, age 62, is a member of the Yuma 4th Ward and serves as patriarch of the Yuma, Arizona stake. To be prepared to give blessings, says Brother Carver, I am a lot more serious about living the gospel the best I can every day. It's always on my mind. Brother Carver has also found that having the Spirit during a blessing has a lot to do with the person who comes to receive it. They have to prepare too and come with a prayerful attitude. Jose Humberto Gonzalez Garza, age 69, a member of the Campestre Ward, serves as patriarch in the Monterrey, Mexico, Roma stake, and has seen patriarchal blessings change lives. He remembers an older woman who was promised she would be able to serve in the temple. She thought it could not happen because of her age and the distance to a temple. But a temple was later built nearby, and she found joy in serving. "I feel so satisfied doing my duty," Brother Gonzalez says. Because he is partially blind, he uses a cane to help him get around. He also uses a hearing aid, and at times he feels he can't do as much as he used to. But he says, "When my children ask me, 'Are you giving blessings, Dad?' I tell them, 'No, I'm receiving blessings.'" 70. Seventies are special witnesses of Jesus Christ. They assist in building up, regulating, and strengthening the church wherever they are assigned throughout the world. Members of the first and second quorums of the 70 are sustained as general authorities. Members of the third, fourth, and fifth quorums are sustained as area authority 70s. When they are ordained, members of the 70 receive apostolic authority to bear witness that Jesus is the Christ and to go forth in all the world as the 12 may send them, explains Earl C. Tingey of the Presidency of the 70. Elder Tan Su Kiong, age 60, an area authority 70 in the Asia area, is a Malaysian citizen of Chinese descent, and he resides in Singapore. "My calling allows me to experience the worldwide church in action," he says. "My assignments cover Mongolia, Cambodia, Indonesia, India, Pakistan, Malaysia, Sri Lanka, Singapore, Thailand, Taiwan, and Hong Kong." This assignment has greatly changed his perspective. "It is like being brought up to a high mountain and being asked to look." See 1 Nephi chapter 11, verse 1 and verse 8. "I am involved in mission visits, conferences, and stake reorganizations. These experiences all require relying on the Spirit as we help build leadership, faith, and understanding. As I attend meetings in these countries and hear the hymns of Zion sung, prayers offered, and testimonies born in many languages," he says, "and as I see missionaries teaching and testifying, I realize I am witnessing prophecy fulfilled. It shall come to pass in that day that every man shall hear the fullness of the gospel in his own tongue and in his own language through those who are ordained unto this power." Doctrine and Covenants, section 90, verse 11. Elder Tan echoes what many priesthood leaders say about the importance of the support they receive from their families. "I would not have this privilege or blessing if my wife and family were not supportive. I am so grateful for my wife's faith and testimony, and for the wonderful influence she has on our children." Elder Lindsay T. Dill, age 52, an Area Authority 70 in the Australia-New Zealand area, says that as a 70, you quickly learn to love people you don't even know, because the Spirit confirms they are sons and daughters of God. "I travel frequently, and everywhere I go, I meet faithful Latter-day Saints and wonderful priesthood leaders. It is humbling to feel so inadequate, but with the Spirit, to be able to do what the Lord requires. Wherever I go, I try to share the message that Jesus is the Christ, and witness that there is no other way or means whereby man can be saved." Alma chapter 38, verse 9. "My testimony of the Savior's atonement has been deepened because of this call. I am a witness of the Savior's divine role." Apostle. Apostles are special witnesses of Jesus Christ in all the world. As members of the First Presidency and Quorum of the 12 Apostles, they administer church affairs worldwide. Although each apostle receives all the keys of God's kingdom on earth, he serves under the direction of the senior apostle, the president of the church, who exercises all of the keys. Elder Dallin H. Oaks, age 71, of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, currently serves as area president in the Philippines. "The priesthood has blessed my life," he says, "by putting me under covenant to use its authority and to spend my personal efforts to serve the Lord and His children. These obligations have had a profound disciplining influence on the choices I have made in my life. The priesthood of God has also blessed me with the assurance that those I love most are mine for eternity if we are faithful. As we keep the covenants associated with the priesthood, we inevitably bless the lives of others. We do this through our service to others and through our example of service, which benefits many more than those directly served. We serve by leading, by teaching, by officiating in the ordinances of the priesthood, and just by keeping the commandments. The most fulfilling parts of my calling are opportunities to see people's lives enriched as they are blessed by the gospel of Jesus Christ, and to associate with the best people in the world, people who are willingly devoting their lives to serving the Lord and cheerfully making the sacrifices that entails. Elder Oaks explains the role of apostles as special witnesses of Jesus Christ. A special witness of Jesus Christ is a witness to the priesthood or authority of the Lord and a witness to His saving work as Creator, Resurrector, Redeemer, Savior, Judge, and Light and Life of the world. This means witnessing to the truth and power of the plan of salvation, with all of its doctrines, ordinances, commandments, covenants, and blessings, and witnessing to its glorious purpose, which is for each of the sons and daughters of God to attain his or her divine potential of eternal life. Something wonderful and magnificent. President Gordon B. Hinckley has said that those who have received the priesthood have had bestowed upon them something wonderful and magnificent, something of the very essence of Godhood. It is concerned with life and death, with family and church, with the great and transcendent nature of God Himself and His eternal work. Note, for more information, see Gospel Principles 1997, pages 85 through 93. See also Doctrine and Covenants, Section 13, Section 20, Section 84, and Section 107. End of note. End of the article, Priesthood Restored.